the guys have noticed in the past that 10-minute musr sometimes goes a little bit longer than 10 minutes. So, there's a joke that's going around about a fellow who unfortunately has to go to Gehenna. And they ask the fellow, which type of Gehenna do you want to go to? There's two types of hell you can choose from. He says, one's called French Gehenna and the other is called Israel Gehenna. So he says, what describe them to me? He says, in French Gehenna, you go to the museum and then you eat French cuisine. And at 8 o'clock sharp, they drop you in hot boiling water and you stay there until the morning, and the next day you do the same thing. So he asks him, what's Israeli Gehenna? So he says, Israeli Gehenna, you eat falafel, you go to Tel Aviv, and 8 o'clock, they drop you in hot water. He says, it sounds like basically the same thing. He says, well, in Israeli Gehenna, 8 o'clock is not 8 o'clock, and hot water is not hot water. We can remember those days together, but I know that the Talmidim have a lot that's on their plates, and that in itself is a challenge. Gemara tells us that a Yoledes brings a carbon chatas. Gemara Nida on Daf Lamed Aleph from a base. And says that she brings a carbon chatas because at the moment that she gives birth, and I lived this with one of my students just this year, there's a doctor here who could attest that it's not poshut when a woman gives birth. One of my Talmidim came over to me and said that his wife said it was what, a fifth, sixth birth, and she turned to him in the middle of the birth and she said to him, I'm never doing this again. And he came over to me, he was shaking. It was a few days after. It says the Gemara Nidan Lamed Aleph Amabez that that's why Yoledes brings the carbon chatas. Asks Morenu, our great Rebbe of Nevinzal Shlita. Nevinzal asks in the Sichot, he asks, wait a second, what happens in the Weltanschauung, in the mindset of a woman after she gives birth? What changes? The guy never came back to me. Came to me a week or two after the birth, and I haven't heard from him again. Baruch Hashem, nature took its course. So Rav Nevinzal says, the woman remembers the exact experience. Intellectually, it's there. But what happens is that there's something that time causes, even though the experience intellectually is there, there's a healing that takes place. We were Zoche, our yeshiva went Yeshivas Bein Hazmanim to Tzfat. And Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu spoke to the boys. And he asked them the following question. He said to them, Sammy, you're royal. Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu said like this. He said, Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu asked the boys, who shot rockets at us this year in the south? They said the Hamas. And who did they shoot it at? Us. What happened in 1991? The boys answered, in 1991, Saddam Hussein sent missiles against us. And then he jumped back and he said, and what happened in 1492? They answered, the Jews were expelled from Spain. Rav Shmuel says, you hear what you guys are saying? Once upon a time it was us. Then it became the Jews. That's the challenge Rav Shmuel Eliyahu drove home. That's the challenge of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The challenge of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the ability for a person to mamish feel ki'ilu hu yatzal mi'Mitzrayim. Mamish as if he went out of Mitzrayim. And Rav Nevinzal points out he connects the two. He says, what's Chazal's metaphor of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Lakachas lo goy mikerev goy. The Medrash says, like a woman who gave birth. And we're supposed to feel like that woman who forgets a month later, we're supposed to feel 3,000 years later that same experience. And that's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous challenge. It's an awesome challenge. And Rav Nevinzal explains a fascinating halacha that makes part of Shas only academic. He says the halacha is if someone gets hasra, and he does the aveira, the only time he's going to get that einish for that Aveira, if as if the Aveira is done toch kedei dibur, within 4 seconds of the Asra, that means most of the sugyas in Shas, in Ezekiel, are only academic. What's the Musar? He quotes from the Shtari Das, the tells you Rosh Yeshiva, the Musar is the power of Shikha that after Tov Kedei Dibur, a person internalizes it at that moment, but after that, they're already a Shaykh on a certain level. It's no longer a Vaday Mezid. Kal v'choymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're certainly shaygigim. Kal v'choymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're certainly shaygigim about the mussar that we got this man. How easily it wears off. How easily limud ha-mussar wears off. How easily this man wears off. How easily after we worked so hard during this man, we come back home, and I know it, and maybe some of you know it, that in 24 hours, it's all gone. We fell to places that we didn't think we could fall. Tremendous, tremendous achrayus and challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. So first of all, that's a comfort for someone who has an afila. Someone who is nichshal b'mezid, he's not called amazed. Toif kedei dibur, after toif kedei dibur. But it's also a tremendous responsibility that requires a lot of work. There's an awful joke that yeshiva bachrim say, which really for those of us who love Musar and Chassidus, We should take it personally, but I think the joke has a tremendous lesson inside of it. And the joke is the following. There was a boy who wasn't showing up for Shacharis, wasn't showing up for Seder, and the person in yeshiva whose responsibility was to say Musar and Chassidus to the boy came over to him, and he said, you know, what's with you? You're not even taking your college work seriously. What's going to be with you? So he looked at him, and he said, with tremendous chutzpah, he said, I think I'll say Musar and Chassidus one day. That captures a lot. And what it captures is that it's easy to say Musar and Chassidus. It's very, very easy to say it. On the other hand, the responsibility of Bahurim is to be able to take that with them. To take that with them through the Beit Hazman, to take that with them through life. How do they take what they accomplish in yeshiva with them through life? The answer to both questions, how do we actualize Chayav Adam Liris Esatzim Kilu Yotzim Yimitzrayim, and how do we hold on to those hasagas that we achieved in Musar? Part of the answer to it is an answer that was expressed here so eloquently and so beautifully by Rav Soloveitchik. I heard this from Rav Shechter and Rav Braunschweigel. Tears come down my eyes, chills come down my spine when I think about it. And Rabosa, you yourself are heirs to this Masorah. If I could add it even as a Musar, this is something that I heard from my Rabbeim, who heard from Rav Soloveitchik. I mentioned this in the Yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Heard from Rav Soloveitchik, who heard from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who heard that this is what Rav Chaim asked at his Seder. Rabosa, we're heirs to this beautiful, beautiful Masorah. You know, I just have to throw in for a minute. The generation has changed. Rav Soloveitchik is no longer alive. And it could be there are those in YU who argue that the Lubavitcher Rebbe knows how to rap better than the Rav. But at the end of the day, the Messiah here is a Messiah that goes all the way back to Rav Chaim. Let's not forget the beautiful Messiah that we're heirs to, and for sure it needs a different vernacular, and for sure it needs more music, and for sure it needs a boost of Chassidus. But at the end of the day, what we have is Kodshei Kodoshim. Kodshei Kodoshim. Don't be mezalzel in it. I thought the Purim video was fine. But don't be mezalzel in when it's not Purim. Zop de Rav Zatzal. Rav Braunschweigel now is, I was just by him yesterday. The Shivrei Luchas. I tell the Talmidim, I'm passing this over to you, and it's your responsibility. Everything that Reb Chaim taught us is dependent on you. That's how the Messiah works. It's one kli to the next, to the next, to the next. And there's going to be a time, I hope it's very, very long, when I'm going to be a Shivrei Luchos. And then it's going to be entirely dependent on you. Reb Chaim asked the following kasha. Mefursam. Reb Chaim asked, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim seem to be the same thing. How come the Monia mitzvahs codify those two mitzvahs as distinct on the night of the Seder? Ask the Shagas Aryeh, they're the same mitzvah. Just Sipur is more. So you want to say that there's a Hidur on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Zechira is really the same thing as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Reb Chaim answered that there are three fundamental distinctions between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Reb Braunschweiger, when he was well, added that this is the key of Jewish education. And I'd like to add to what my Rebbe said, that this is also a key to what Limud HaMusar is all about as well. The distinction is as follows. If you read the Rambam carefully in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a narrative, it's a story, it's a drama. It starts Maschil Begnus V'Sayim B'Shevach. You have to start that way. That's the way it must start. It has to start with when we're low and picking ourselves up. Zechira is a very intensely personal experience of Emunah. That's not a story. It's Ani Hashem Elokeichem again, Nachama, like the briskers say Kriya Shema, again, pronouncing words again, again, again. Did I hear those words? Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Etzesi Yetzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Second difference is that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is done by Derech Shelo Tshuva. It's question and answer. Father can't preach to the child. The child has to ask. It has to start from the place of the child. And finally, the last distinction is B'shoshi Yishmatzu Umaru Munachim L'fanecha. These are halachos in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that make it entirely different mitzvah. That's how Reb Chaim taught us. Entirely different mitzvah than Sipur than Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Reb Braunschweiger added, said, my Rebbe gave the halachas, he explained the lamdos, and I'm going to give you the ruach behind it, Reb Braunschweiger said. The ruach behind this halacha is that it's all to bring to this state that our great Rebbe Reb Nevinzal said we got to work really hard on, and that is the state of Chayv Adam Liris Esatzno Kilo Yatsami Mitzrayim. The reason all those things are necessary is through She'elo Tshuva, through a person becoming a part of the story of Klal Yisrael, and through the special props, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, of Matzah Umarar, that's how a person feels connected to Kihiluhu Yatsami Mitzrayim. And Reb Braunschweiger wrote his massive piece of YU history. He wrote his YU master's thesis in education on these points. He said, these are the three tenets of Jewish education. Not to lecture. To make sure the Talmidim are involved. For younger children, and I'm going to argue for us as well, we need props. And for a child to hear beautiful Jewish stories. For a child to feel that he's a part of that beautiful story. That's the same challenge of Musar as well. You know why Musar comes and goes? You know why it's something that doesn't last? Because a person doesn't put himself as part of it. It's not his story. It's the Mesillas Yesharim that's preaching. How come, when it comes to morning Seder, this is what we tried to do in Yeshiva and Avodas HaNefesh, how come when it comes to morning Seder, you go over to a Rebbe and you'll ask him, where do you put the comma in Tosfos? Why did you learn the Rajba this way and the Rajba not that way? Yet, when it comes to that Musar Sefer, why did the Mesillas Yesharim say it this way? Iyun b'milim. To be Ma'ayin in Sifrei Musar. And more than that, more important than being Ma'ayin in Sefer Mesillas Yesharim, how do I take this idea? This idea doesn't speak to me at all. It's not relevant to me. And a Rebbe that dismisses such an argument is a Rebbe that is preaching to the Talmidim and is not reaching the Talmidim b'derech Shelo Tshuva. Us Hasidim have a custom that we say Sipurei Tzadikim on Matzai Shabbos during Shalosh Shudos. Sipurei Tzadikim is part of feeling connected when a person has a sense of the beauty of the aura of Kedushas Yisrael, a connection to that past. And then before long, the gap of time begins to meld. And yes, even also props. We're in one of the most intellectual places in the yeshivas in the world. And I just argued that we have to be shomer on it, to be shomer kedushas hamigdash and kedushas haluchos. But that intellectual approach to Talmud Torah doesn't preclude an emotional attachment as well. And the two go hand in hand. Rabbi Riskin just recorded in his book that he was zoche to meet, I have to pinch myself to believe what I was reading. He said he met the Rav's Malamed from Russia. When he snuck behind the other side of the Iron Curtain, he met the person who taught Rabbi Yosheber, Tanya. And he told him, I'm a student of Rav Soloveitchik. The guy was extremely touched and he started crying. And he wrote a letter back. According to Rabbi Riskin, he brought a letter back here to the Rav. And the Rav led it, and the Rav started crying. An attachment, an emotional attachment. Rebbe and Talmud, a chelek of the Messiah. And your shaylas and tshuvas, there are boys who are sitting here right now, who what they're writing in their notebooks, I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're yechidei segula, maybe even more than just yechidim. What they're writing in their notebooks are the future of the Messiah of Klal Yisrael. That one day they're going to be saying, he said this, and you know, and I know that 50% of the things that we write are wrong. Doesn't matter. An attachment. This is my amelus from this man. One of the things that breaks my heart at the end of this man is when I take a look and I see the boys that left behind their Gemaras. They left behind their Gemaras. An attachment. The props of Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. What you invested so much of your energy, and you succeeded in some things and you failed in others. But a sense of attachment. A sense of connection. So these are the three things that are key to holding on to a Zman. Holding on to those beautiful props that become dear to a person's heart. Making sure that you're a part of the Shalshelas HaMasari, not just that you're listening, but you're asking, you're challenging, both in Amelus Beteira and also in Limud HaMusar. To go over to someone who's saying Musar, Rav Ben joked, he said that there's someone who's sitting right next to Rav Moshe Weinberger, and he listens to all of his shiurim online, but he's sitting right next to him, he never asked him a question. He knows all the shiurim backwards and forwards. B'derech she'elo u'tshuva. That's the way it sticks. That's the way it lasts. And finally, to feel that we're part of a story of Klal Yisrael. Every single Jew that's sitting here sits here with a tremendous amount of Kedusha. And Shama, that's a chelek elokah mimal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusts you to being one of the future Chachmei HaMesorah. And stay connected to those yeshivas. The yeshivas where you began. The yeshivas where you're a part. Your life story, for so many of you, is something that's so dramatic. And at the end of the day, guys, it begins to wear off. Whether it's the Tivarie, it's Torah Shraga, Yeshiva HaKotel, whatever yeshiva it might be. That's part of your story. That's part of the genesis of you who represents an entire world, an Olam Mala. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya that every single one of us, that Kodesh Baruch Hu has entrusted us to be emissaries of His beautiful Messiah, that we should have siyata d'shmaya to be able to hold on. Spend some time before the Seder, Liris HaSatzmai, just to think about 1492. So many of you, the odds are, come from one of the Chachmei HaMesorah themselves. Every single one of us has Avoseinu Kedoshim. We're part of the story, the beautiful story of our people. Bezer Hashem, we should be Zoyfe in this Pesach to be connected to that Shalshelus HaMesorah, and then Bezer Hashem will be able to be Mamshech Kedushas Yisrael L'Dorei Doros.